Talking with Coach Cosman Peters, John A. Logan Basketball. Coach, you're back in the tournament, a top four seed. How does it feel to get that first round bye?
Well, I mean, you know, it's nice to see people recognize you as being a top team. And, you know, the way I look at it, too, we were five seed last year with a pro. So, obviously, you know, we've done some good things to be a four. But, you know, it's like I told our guys, like, yeah, be excited. They deserve it. Still got to get to work. We want to make sure that we use these next 8-9 days to get better. That's what these guys have been really, really good at the last couple of months is utilizing our time.
It's been kind of unfinished business all year long. Now you finally get to finish that business up, basically. How? What's the plan, I guess, going in to start finishing it up? I know you kind of referenced it there.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't want to change up a whole lot. I mean, we have some time here where we can, you know, get back in the weight room. We can tighten up some things as far as skill goes, tighten up some offense and defensive schemes, and, you know, just utilize that. We want to, like I told them, we want to get better, and our guys, and you know, we want them to have fun, and we have fun when we're working, and that's what I told them. They really do a good job when they're working, and so we're going to make sure we don't overdo it, but enjoy the process and enjoy this moment because, you know, you don't, this doesn't come along very often, and I want these guys to really just kind of soak it up and understand just, you know, how special of what they have done so far and what that's been. So we definitely want to keep make sure we're working, but you know, it's been truly a blessed year for these guys so far.
You talk about having fun. Jamar definitely having fun with the whole announcement with the shades and the chain and the hat backwards.
I don't know what to say. So it's my third child sometimes. So, but no, God bless him. He's, you know, such a good personality, such a good kid, and all these guys. Like I said, they're excited. We give them a couple days off to let them rest up, and you know, they're already getting in the gym today doing individuals and want to know what time practice is tomorrow. So it's we're very fortunate to have a group of guys that are, you know, not just good kids but excited about work and excited about playing basketball.
Ranger and Coach Ice are going to fight to get the chance to fight you in the Sweet 16, it would be. What do you know about them? I know looking at the stats, the quick stats they gave on the selection show, Ranger especially scores pretty well, so does Coach Ice. But what else do you know about them?
Well, I mean, and it's one of those things. You kind of from afar always watch teams throughout the season and kind of get to see them. I did get to see Ranger play a game this year. Do score the ball well, do shoot the ball well. Our size will probably be an issue for them. You know, I mean, all in all, there's a lot of, you know, water that's run under that bridge since I watched them back in early, you know, mid-January, and guys have changed a lot of things, rosters have changed, so it'll be interesting to see what they look like the last couple of games when we get some film.
Your first game, I know you say 8-9 days to get ready, but it's 10 days away. Noon is when you guys play, April 21st. When do you leave, and what's the focus heading into the tournament with 10 days away?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll probably won't leave until maybe Sunday. I think we have to be out there Monday for meetings. But, you know, this week we'll have a standard week for us. I mean, we're not going to change it any. And, you know, our guys, what I like about this is we just went through a 9-day layoff as well. Yeah. You know, going into the region tournament, and we've experienced this. So we utilized that time, and I thought probably played the best basketball we have played going into our region tournament. So I'm really hoping we can utilize these, you know, 8-9 days before our preparation of that 10th day to play, getting better. I mean, we're used to working out in the mornings and the afternoons, so it's the timing of it's great, and I think those two teams, you know, getting to watch them play, getting out there and getting a feel for it, I think some of the butterflies will be gone by the time we step on that floor.
How excited are you at the prospect of, and you guys have to do a lot of work, and so do they, but the prospect of potentially meeting Vince Sins in the national championship?
Well, I mean, you know, there's no doubt in my mind. I saw their bracket. I like where they're at. So yeah. I feel bad for those teams right now, knowing that Vince Sins is coming off a loss and how well they've been playing as of late. But I wouldn't be shocked at all to see Vince Sins, you know, win that Sweet 16 game and be in the Elite Eight with what the draw they have. But, you know, just nice to see that our region is recognized as being extremely tough and extremely good.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Best of luck in 10 days.
Thanks, Matt.
Here with Jamarion Sharp, John A. Logan Basketball, the big 7-3 center for him. Jamar, second year that the team's got a first-round bye. You actually do better than last year with the fourth seed. How does it feel to know that you guys are that good this season?
Honestly, it feels great because, like, you know, the season's been weird. Honestly, I didn't think we were going to make it this far, and now that we did, I just want to win the whole entire thing.
How different has this team been compared to last year when you had Jay? Obviously, every team every year is going to be a little bit different, but to be able to get that fourth seed instead of the fifth seed when you had Jay, how's it been different?
Honestly, it's been different because last year our team was like really, really talented, but we're not as talented this year, but we're more, I say we're more disciplined than last year's team.
Would you say that, you know, Jay obviously was the star of that team, but now you guys, without kind of that star, you had to kind of run through everybody?
Yeah, this what happened.
You're dressed up a little bit today, a little bit different from your teammates. You got the shades on, you got the backwards cap. Calm, cool, collected, you're ready to go basically, right?
Yes, sir. I'm always calm, cool, collected, and ready to go.
But this is kind of a day of celebration for you, right? And that's kind of why maybe feeling a little laid back, but at the same time, like I said, you know, you're just ready to go basically.
Yes, sir.
Vincent's on the opposite side of the bracket. You know, they've got a lot of work to do. You guys got a lot of work to do, but how cool would it be able to go up against a team that you've beaten three times already and face them in the championship fourth time of the year here, this season?
Well, honestly, we already made history so far by beating them three times. So if we beat them again four times, we're going to go down as legends.
Didn't get to head to the tournament last year because of COVID. To get back and in the way that you guys have in such a dominant fashion, what's the feelings for you and the rest of the team finally being able to go to Hutch after over a year of waiting, basically?
Honestly, it's like a huge relief because, like I said before, like this season has been strange and like it's been like ups and downs, and I'm glad we all put it together in the end.
Thanks a lot, Jamar, and good luck in 10 days.
Thank you so much.
Talking to assistant coach John Clancy and Tyler Smith-Peters, and since you guys are the brain trust of this outfit, we're going to find out, you know, I would imagine you guys have some stuff on these teams already, been pre-scouting. Coach Clancy, what do you know so far?
Ranger College out of Texas is a team me and Coach Tyler have watched a couple times. Really good program. Billy Gillespie, who was the former head coach at Kentucky and Texas A&M, was their head coach, and now he's a Division I. But Rangers, a traditional powerhouse, but a high-octane offense. They come out of the Texas region, which has really good teams. They've had four losses on the year, but really an exciting team offensively. It's going to be a tough cover for us, but we have some good matchups on the interior. But they have a point guard at Ranger who's a very, very good player, who's a mid-major plus type kid. So we'll have our hands full. We're excited for the challenge, excited to be preparing for somebody. But Ranger, I would guess, is the team that will probably play the first round.
Tyler Smith-Peters, this is a lot of excitement that we didn't get to have last year, and we are going to get to have it this year. Your thoughts with the team and their preparation, and everybody ready?
Kind of like what Coach Clancy said. I mean, I think our guys are just excited, especially our sophomores who won the region last year and weren't able to go because of the COVID. So I think they have something to prove, and I think they know that. So I think just in general, the whole program is ready to go.
Yeah. And the way the bracket was revealed and your guys' spot in it, of course, coaches say we never look ahead, but you guys, I know you guys in preparation kind of look ahead and see what's there, but you look at that side of the bracket that you're on, how do you feel?
Good. I mean, no matter who you play in the national tournament, they're going to be really good. So, I mean, just kind of what Coach Kyle preaches about, you can never look to the next game. So, you know, we're just going to focus in on Ranger and Coach Hayes and just kind of see who we have to play.
Yeah. And Coach Lancey, up in that same lofty area, there is our old buddies, Mineral Area College. And, you know, they went undefeated through the year, so they obviously earned that spot. But there is a chance, I mean, you know, if you dare to look ahead, and the chance of a matchup for them in the Final Four.
Yeah, Mineral Area, and they had an impressive win over Triton yesterday to win their district. Mineral got the best of us the first time. We played without Sidney Curry, but Mineral's had an incredible year. But also on our side of the bracket, you know, you look at it, South Plains and Salt Lake, we were preseason number one in the country. South Plains was preseason number two, and Salt Lake's been in the top five all year. So Mineral's a ways away, but we got to take it one game at a time. But our bracket's pretty loaded, and this time of the year, we want to be the best. We're going to play the best, and it doesn't matter if it's in the second round or the finals, you're going to see really good opponents. And our guys have been really excited to play the top level competition that the country has to offer. So I'm excited how we accept that challenge and prepare to go out there and have a long trip.
And you guys did a pretty good job, an excellent job, I thought, of, you know, with the testing and having some games that you didn't get to play, not your fault, but the other team's fault, but you got a lot of games in and you played a lot of top flight competition.
We did, and our guys, it's a testament to our guys. It's probably the toughest year that we'll ever have to be a student athlete in college right now. They don't get to experience what college is really all about. They're in the gym, they're in classes online, and they're at the apartment. So it's a testament to them to make good decisions off the floor. And Coach Craig has done an unbelievable job with the COVID protocols for us to get to this point. And we've been battle tested. We obviously, our region was really good this year. A lot of good teams. You see Vincennes is in the tournament, and Olney was on the bubble, and we had big-time games in the non-conference against Mineral Area and Triton as well. So we feel we're battle-tested, and we're playing our best basketball at the right time, and I think our guys are just excited to get out there and prove what they really can do.
Yeah. And Tyler Smith-Peters, I'll close with you. How much more can this team improve? I mean, there's 8 days. I heard what Kyle said about we've got 8 days to get better. What can this team sharpen up on?
I mean, there's always little things, a lot of things, you know. It's just, I think, just going back and watching film, and I think we'll do that a lot this week, is just trying to fix the little things. Maybe it's just miscommunication, stuff like that. So, I mean, there's always something to work on, and I think we'll do that this week.
Yeah, because the team is in pretty good shape as far as, you know, health and mindset. I mean, everybody I talk to seems like they're ready to go.
Yes, I think this is what we've been playing for this whole time, is to make it to the national tournament. So now we're here now, and I think they're ready to go and try to make some noise.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you having us on.